man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
Welcome to the show, folks.
And we can skin a buck.
This show is coming to you from the Northern Plains. I'm James Kelso. We're live here in North Dakota. The Public Broadcasting Network is live down there in Austin, Texas. And wherever you are, we welcome you into the show. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You can call any time in this brief little hour we have together with our faithful sidekick, George in Maryland. George, thank you for being here.
Hey, James, a great day. How much snow you got so far?
Well, Bismarck has a foot of snow, and somehow we got just a sprinkling that melted right away, so we have none.
Don't be disappointed. That'll change in a couple of days.
Well, we want to have a white Christmas, so we do want at least 6 inches of snow. And, George is right. It's been a great day. We're going to bring you some great news tonight. Donald Trump, as we promised yesterday in our program, Donald Trump was today in Indianapolis, Indiana. Whew, what an event. He followed that with an event that just finished just before we went on the air here in Cincinnati, Ohio. A absolutely jam-packed, like sardines, 17,500-seat Bank of America Arena, I think is the name of it. Wow. And the things he said, the things that happened in these events, just wonderful. And then we'll bring you, you know, other good news as well. But this, I'll tell you what, this is his presidency has really already begun. Let me see, what could I start out with here? Let's start chronologically with the earlier part of the day. Now, he went to the Carrier air conditioning plant in Indianapolis. And this is near and dear to my heart because I'm a grandson, great 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 grandson of the same Welshman Thomas Carrier, who is the great great he's the fourth great grandfather of Willis Carrier, who founded Carrier in he's my sixth cousin. He founded Carrier in 1915. He invented modern air conditioning, electrical air conditioning, in 1902. He's actually my sixth cousin on two different lines. So he's sixth cousin twice. Anyway, here is Donald Trump today to talking to these employees of Willis Carrier's company, which is now owned by United Technologies. And you'll hear, if we get to him, Greg Hayes, who's the chairman and CEO of United Technologies. Mike Pence is there, and Donald Trump. And let me just, I'm just going to sketch out for you some of the just the highlights before we go to the sound itself. Donald Trump, the origin of this event, George, is amazing. Donald Trump was watching television just a couple days ago. It was 6:30 p.m. news, and he said, I'm not going to tell you what news station, he says, because I don't like them. I don't like them one bit. He's the same Donald Trump.
I like that. I don't like them either, Donald.
Yeah, I'm not going to give him an ad. I'm not going to mention them. But there was a worker, a carrier worker was being interviewed by this station that Trump hates. And the worker was under the impression, he was talking and Trump was, he was amazed. The worker seemed to think the carrier plant that he worked in, this one that we're going to hear in a second, wasn't moving. He said, because Donald Trump said, American companies aren't going to move under Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's sitting there, and he jumps out of his chair like, holy cow, I got to do something. Because he had not, in fact, you know, promised that these companies that had already – the carrier plant was already built in Mexico. It's already completed. So Donald Trump jumped on the phone. He thought, well, I'll call the president of carrier. And they said, no, I got to go high. Always go high. So he called the president of United Technologies, which is a huge company, one of America's top 50. And bada bing, bada bang, bada boom, Donald Trump and the guy said, we've already completed the plant in Mexico. And Donald Trump said, forget about it. We can't do this. So they're not going to move. Not only are they not going to move, just after a few minutes on the phone with Donald Trump, the plant is completed in Mexico. Forget about it. They're going to have to go do something else with it. Sell it, rent it. make a taco stand out of it. Then he says they're not only not going to move the 1,400 workers they said they were going to move, they're going to hire new people. And it gets better than that. In his conversation with Greg Hayes, the president of United Technologies, he's got a commitment to hire 10,000 more people, 10,000 who were going to be hired overseas are going to be hired in America. Man, that's my kind of president. Let's listen to him right now. Let's see. Here he is at this carrier event, which and now he toured the factory. He walked the floor of the factory a little bit. Then he went into a smaller room, and he said, who arranged this? The room's much too small. And then he said, he turned to the president of United Technologies. He said, boy, this guy's a real taskmaster. He said, he's got his workers over there in the factory. And Donald Trump saying, hey, come on, bring them in here. Bring them all in here. But anyway, here's how this went. Let me find a spot here where he says some wonderful things. Okay, here's one. I got these timed for you. Here's a beauty here. He gets emphatic right here. He really lays it on. And this is a shot across the bow to every CEO in America. And that's who he was talking to here when he
and every CEO in the world, they're all the ones who want to pull out of the United States just to punish America.
Yep, here he goes. Listen to Donald Trump talk about this.
See, I'd rather have him say the higher number, so I won't say it. Okay. It's just a difference in philosophy. Do you agree?
He's
both are okay, but
Greg
difference
Hayes.
In philosophy. But they're gonna spend more than 16. They're gonna spend a lot of money on the plan. And I said to some of the folks, I said, companies are not going to leave the United States anymore without consequences. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'll tell you right now. We're losing so much. So one of the things we're doing to keep them is we're going to be lowering our business tax from 35%, hopefully down to 15%, which would take us from the highest tax nation virtually in the world. This is terrible for business. To one of the lower tax. Not the lowest yet, but one of the lower tax. The other thing we're doing is regulations. The regulations are, in fact, if I asked Greg and your folks, you would probably say regulations might be worse for you than even the high taxes. which is the biggest surprise of the whole political experience. I thought taxes would be number one, regulations would be up there someplace. Believe me, these great leaders of industry and even the small business people who are just being crushed, if they had their choice between lower taxes and a major, massive cutting of regulations, they would take the regulations. I don't know how you feel about that, Greg, but I just noticed, I wrote down because I heard it, since about 6 years ago, 260 new federal regulations have passed, 53 of which affect this plan. 53 new regulations, massively expensive, and probably none of them amount to anything in terms of safety or the things that you'd have regulations for. Six of eight of the air conditioning companies right now are located in Mexico. Six of eight. I mean, think of that. And 80% of the supply chain for Mexico, 80% is located in Mexico.
Okay, now notice something, folks. I hate to cut off Donald Trump so you can listen to me. Look at this man's genius, his mastery of the detail, his mastery of what's going on. He's got it all. He is a business genius. 80% of the supply chains in Mexico. That's one reason Carrier was moving. That's where their parts are made. Six out of eight of their competitors are in Mexico. That's why they were moving. Okay? The Obama, the neocon Republican and Democrat Congress was forcing them to Mexico. They're not moving to Mexico out of spite. The jerks in our government were forcing American companies out of, including George Bush,
especially George Bush. There was spite, and the spite came from Bush's and Clinton's and Neil. We all know who the spite came from.
Yes. So the he's got the detail. It's like, tell me what's going on. He talks to the head man. Within, 20 or 30 minutes, he knows exactly why they're moving, what the story is. He knows how bad it is. And this is a wonderful event, folks, because, we don't have time to play his whole thing, which is much better than my summary. But he says, look, it's going to be so much easier with all the hundreds of companies that we're going to save, thousands, that we will prevent from leaving the United States, because now we're getting them early, before they build the plant. He says, this is amazing. They've already built the plant. It's finished. And they're not going to move. Can you imagine how much it costs to build that plant in Mexico? A lot of money. And the let's listen to this. This is another thing. Let's listen to Mike Pence for a second. We haven't heard him in some time. Here is Mike Pence introducing Donald Trump. And I like this. And, I'll tell you what. Mike Pence, we're in Indiana. Remember, Mike Pence was the governor of Indiana. There's a new Republican governor named Eric Holcomb, who's replaced Mike Pence now. But, here we go. Let's listen to Mike Pence, who is really, he himself is getting to see who he is serving under. And boy, is Mike Pence impressed with Donald Trump. Let's go to this right here. Here's Mike Pence.
Indiana. Your hard work, your resilience, your work ethic, even in disappointing times, I know for a fact, gave this company the confidence to double down on the future of this company and the future of the people of this state. And so I thank you, the Carrier team, for giving them the confidence to do just that. But lastly, on behalf of all the people of Indiana, allow me to thank the man we wouldn't be here without, for his efforts, for picking up the phone, for keeping his word. His efforts to bring us to this day of renewed hope and promise, not just here in Indiana, but really for people that know that the strength of this country comes in our ability to make things and to grow things. It's a renewed day for manufacturing in America. You know, I remember when Donald Trump was running for president, he said that if he was elected president of the United States, America would start winning again. Well, today, America won. And we have Donald Trump to thank.
Wow.
And I got a feeling working beside this extraordinary man, this is just the beginning of a lot more good news all across America. So, without any further ado, my fellow Hoosiers, it is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you a man of action, a man of his word, and the president-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
There you go. Oh, so you can hear it in his voice, folks. You can hear the emotion. It's hard to get these politicians emotional. Mike Pence is really is very much impressed with this man of action and this man of his word. And this is the same Indiana that Mike Pence, you know, as governor, he wasn't able to stop Carrier from leaving. The man he's serving with now did it. And let's jump now. Well, let me just see if I've got any phone calls that I'm hanging up. Anybody calling? It's 800-313-9443. You're welcome to call, folks. The lines are open. Let's go to the second event today and just hear a little bit of that. This is Donald Trump in Cincinnati at a huge rally. I don't know. I didn't get the measure of how many people are outside and couldn't get in. But it is enormous. And there was one moment in this one today, folks. There was a protester. And it was funny. I don't have it marked, so I don't think we'll be able to listen to it. But it was really funny. Donald Trump said, you know, send that one back to mommy. And it was trying to hold up some kind of a stupid banner. And the Trump, you know, the Americans, you know, the citizens of the citizens of the country looking at their new president were pulling the sign out of the hands of the stupid protester. And so it was really funny. People are laughing and cheering and booing. And then Trump's made some interesting comments. He says, well, you know, it's nice. I don't have to say the name. He was talking about NAFTA. He says, I don't have to say the name of the guy that signed that anymore. And, you know, I don't have to say the name of the person who supported it in that last election. So he doesn't have to say, I don't have to say that stupid name Clinton again. It was wonderful. But here he is. Let's see. Let me go to this. He goes, let's see. He starts out here. Let's go to the beginning of the event in Cincinnati. Here we go. This is fun. It's going to be fun for 8 years, folks, and we'll just get better and better at it. We'll give you a better and better synopsis of what our president does every day and how we can help out. Here he comes. That's the theme music. He's just been introduced by Mike Pence. I'll tell you what I want to. Let me go back to Mike Pence's intro just so we hear that his voice.
So let me say to my friends from here, act of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
That music you hear at these Trump rallies is his theme music, and they just pipe that in over the PA. It works at a rally. Just Donald Trump's coming on the stage now. Jump ahead here. Jump ahead a little bit. There he is. Huge crowd.
Thank you. So, I didn't know this. I love you too. Look at this place. What came with this position. And I didn't know that they closed down the roads around the stadium for an hour and a half. We got to work out a new deal with our Secret Service, but we love them, right? Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being so patient.
We got a little bit of music. We'll pause there. Did you hear the echo, folks, in that cavernous, huge arena? We'll be back after We are. I think we got a break coming up. Party.
This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And we've got some callers. Tom in Florida, Tim in Wyoming. Tim, we owe you a rain check. And Bruce in Texas also a rain check. So we'll go to you guys first. Let me pile on the good news. George, do you know what the stock markets did today?
Well, they went rocketing even higher.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, because they hit all new records on all the exchanges yesterday. And the, my gosh, the good news is incredible that's happening economically. The good news in oil is wonderful.
Oil, I like, James. The crash in commodities is going to happen one way or another. It's good to see all the euphoria. I'd sure rather have Donald Trump in charge, but with zero interest rates for, God, 6 or 7 years now, there's nowhere to go but a correction. But that's okay. Everything's different. We don't have a communist president anymore.
Yes, and Donald Trump, what Donald Trump will need to counter the economic crash or the deflation of the bubble, he's going to need fundamentals. And things like oil are fundamentals. So he's going to need trillions of dollars of fundamentals to offset the trillions of dollars of paper losses that, they're not paper, of course, to people who lose their money.
James, there are articles in these business, Finance, Yahoo, and all in the Business Week. They don't like what your carrier just is. And, oh, my God, Trump just made our, they're supposed to send your you know, all your labor down to Mexico. What does this man think he's doing?
Yeah.
So, well, you know, yeah, the CEOs of the multinationals, they're not one of us.
Yeah, and folks, look what the New York, I don't know what we should start calling it, the slime, the New York slime. Look what they're doing. These people are so angry and so upset. They're beside themselves. So in reporting, how did the New York Times today, 47 minutes ago, they reported the carrier deal? Here's their headline. Listen to this. Trump cheered for carrier deal. Okay, all right, fine. That's good. Now stick the knife in. Even as other jobs are trimmed. Oh, really? You see? Now, that's just BS from the New York Times. In other words, instead of simply reporting Donald Trump cheered for saving an entire company, no. Even as other jobs are trimmed. Well, you know, that took a lot of imagination, you jerks at the New York Times. Of course, you can find some other company that cut some jobs this week. You know, is that pertinent to the carrier story? No, it's not. But it's a way of making up crappy news, negative news about Donald Trump. And folks, they're going to be doing it for 8 years until their paper is closed. The New York Times will not stop doing this until their doors are closed. And the same with the Washington Post. And the slime balls that are employed at those institutions are put out to pasture. So they simply have, what was that thing we had? We had reveal, reject, and replace. That's what we're going to have to do. Reveal their lying, which we just did with this New York Times headline. Reject it, which we just did. And then we need to replace them, which we're doing right here on the air. So the economic goods news is great. And just to give you kind of the measure of that, folks, I looked up oil now that Donald Trump's going to boom energy. And that was one of his campaign promises. He's going to boom American gas, American oil, American fracking, American electrical production, American coal. Well, get this, folks. Current oil production in the world, Saudi Arabia at the top of the list with 10.6 billion barrels a day. That's a lot of oil. Russia's second with 10.2 billion barrels a day. Have I got this right? Let me see. Production barrels per day. Because I know North Dakota, we're at, so these aren't billion, those are million barrels a day. Saudi Arabia, 10 million barrels a day. Russia, 10 million barrels a day. The United States, third, 8.7 million barrels a day. The reason I can relate to that, I've got a figure of scale. North Dakota is about 1.2 million barrels a day of that 8.7. But see, we're a big, big oil producer, folks. Iraq is fourth with 4.4 million barrels a day. And there you go down. With the increase in the price of oil now going over $50 a barrel, that's a lot of fundamental money coming back into the United States. Stay tuned. We'll have Bruce in Texas and Tim in Wyoming next.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot
got
to gain.
Got a lot to gain. Welcome back,
some
folks.
Some might call me a good time
good
fella.
Good time fella. I ain't black. I ain't yellow. White boy looking for a place to do my thing. Oh, boy. Now, Merle Haggard was from Bakersfield. Not from the South, but his dad was an Okie from Muskogee, not from Muskogee, but from Oklahoma. And that that pronunciation of fang, the funniest explanation of that I heard was Hank Williams Jr. was introducing Marty Stewart was introducing a five-year-old boy playing just killer violin fiddle. And he said, son, what's the difference between a fiddle in the South and a fiddle up north? And he said, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? And the little boy said, well, sir, a violin has strings and a fiddle has strings.
He's got it right.
Yeah. So, anyway, my gosh, the Donald Trump today in Cincinnati, just get some more good news out there. He has picked here, let's get the headline for you here. He has picked President-elect Donald Trump has picked, and he announced this in the Cincinnati speech that we were just listening to, has picked retired Marine General James Mattis, M-A-T-T-I-S, to be his Secretary of Defense, tapping yet another outspoken ex-military leader who butted heads with the Obama administration to shape and carry out his national security strategy. If confirmed, this highly decorated battlefield commander would be only the second retired general to become defense secretary and would require a special waiver from Congress in the form of separate legislation. Well, you can be sure that's going to be forthcoming. Donald Trump said to the Cincinnati crowd today, I wish I had the audio for you handy, but here's what he said. I will not tell you that one of our great, great generals, don't let it outside of this room, Trump teased a rally in Cincinnati Thursday night, playing up the drama. We are going to appoint Mad Dog Mattis as our Secretary of Defense. But we are not announcing it until Monday, so don't tell anyone. He's great. And, of course, the crowd roared. Then he continued, they say he's the closest thing to General George Patton that we have, and it's about time, Trump added, referring to the impolitic and aggressive battlefield commander in World War II. It's about time, he repeated.
Sure better than having Leon Panetta. Good Lord.
So, folks, this is what we're going to get for 8 years. Donald Trump announced this to us, to the people in Cincinnati. The Washington Compost was trying to scoop the story, and they were trying to report that Mattis was the choice. And they called the Trump team to say, well, is he the choice? And the Trump team said, no, it's not been decided yet. They just lied. They just lied to the Post. I love this. So they're not going to give the Post the story. The Post is not going to get the story. It's going to happen live on YouTube, streaming with Donald Trump telling you that Mad Dog Mattis is your new defense secretary. And the Post can then, get the story later when it's too late. Mattis, 66 years old, so nicknamed for his salty language and obsessive dedication to the military, was the top U.S. commander in Iraq and Afghanistan from 2010 to 2013. He had earlier co-authored a counterinsurgency strategy manual credited with helping to halt some of the worst sectarian violence in Iraq before the U.S. military withdrawal in December of 2011. But as head of the U.S. Central Command, he also clashed with President Barack Obama's National Security Council, particularly over Iran, which Mattis has called, quote, the single most enduring threat to stability and peace in the Middle East, unquote. Let's go down here. That's a view that aligns more closely with Trump and his pick for White House National Security Advisor, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Whom the Obama administration had removed as head of the Defense Intelligence Agency in 2014. So there you go. Let's see if there's another little gem in here. Well, there you go. So good news there. Let's go to some phone calls now. We've got a rain check outstanding for you, Bruce in Texas. Bruce, are you still there?
Hey, gentlemen, how do you hear me?
Good.
Five by five.
Good. Okay, great. All righty. Is this Paul Fromm or George, along with Jamie? Who's here
this
today?
This is Jamie and George.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. I want to. Y'all are right on target, and it seems like Trump is no babe in the woods. It seems like he already has a plan or a strategy to bypass the media. But and we need to understand. Everybody needs to understand that the media is an arm of the real enemy of the American people, which is the invisible government, the corporate government, whatever you want to call them, the globalists. They are the enemy of the American people. They will impoverish us. They will lie to us. They will corrupt and make us inefficient, our government. And this goes back all the way to 1912. Former President Teddy Roosevelt, I know his policies are somewhat controversial to some people, but he made this this speech on the campaign trail. I'm going to read it. He said, political parties exist to serve to secure a responsible government and to execute the will of the people. From these great tasks, both of the old parties have turned aside. Instead of instruments to promote the general welfare, they have become the tools of corrupt interests, which use them impartially to serve their own selfish interests. Behind the ostensible government sits enthroned an invisible government, owing no allegiance and acknowledging no responsibility to the people. To destroy this invisible government, to befoul the unholy alliance between corrupt business and corrupt politics, is the first task of the statesman of the day. That was Teddy Roosevelt. I'll leave you all guys to respond.
Well, thank you very much for that, George.
Kind of says it all. As the first Freedom editor calls it, we're the victims of mediocrity. Donald Trump's doing the right thing. You know, the little gaggle of reporters harassing presidents for the last 60 years, that's not the First Amendment, and that's not freedom of the press. That's a bunch of garbage.
No, no.
I think he's great telling the New York Times and the Compost where to stick it, and now we have new media. Hail, hail. You
know what,
Bruce?
They're not going to go away, though. I think what Trump needs to do is go to war with these people. But, you know, Teddy Roosevelt broke up Standard Oil, and they called him Trust back then. He was a trust buster, you know. And maybe Trump needs to use the DOJ, Antitrust Division, see if there's anything left about the Sherman Act, and just go after him with the DOJ and enforce a breakup with the mass media.
I like it. I like it. And in fact, he did intimate that he would do such a thing. He hinted at it. I just saw the Black Friday Tech Monday statistics that were reported. Amazon, Jeff Bezos, big backer of Hillary and globalism. Jeff Bezos, the number was astonishing. They did something like $30 billion worth of business over the weekend. I couldn't believe it. It's a just mind-boggling, huge number. And it was some, like, half of the sales, 40%, I think, of all the sales for Black Friday were Amazon. And Donald Trump said, hey, what's this deal with this company that pays no taxes? Amazon is competing with local companies that, you know, have to pay sales tax. So watch Donald Trump. He hasn't indicated where he'll go with this.
No taxes. Right now, I didn't even know that. That's incredible.
Yeah, well, that's their angle. Is that, you know, you buy something from Amazon, and if you're in a state with 8% sales tax or 9%, you don't have to pay that. So, you know, that's quite a discount. And Bezos has ridden that to being, I think he's just behind Warren Buffett and Bill Gates as the richest man in the world. So, the Donald Trump has got Jeff Bezos losing sleep because just for what the reason you mentioned, Bruce, antitrust. And running apparently a nasty company, treats its employees nastily, and then also the question of escaping from taxes. But let me play a little something for you, Bruce. You sound like the kind of guy that inspired Donald Trump to rescue Carrier. It was an employee who appeared on TV, and here's Donald Trump talking about that. You're going to love this segment here. I'll just go back a little. Here's Donald Trump in the Carrier factory today in Indianapolis, and I hope I drop it in at just about the right spot. Here he is.
The thing I'm going to do is go there, and I say, do I call the head of Carrier, who's a great guy? But I've always learned I got to call the top. And I heard about Greg Hayes. He's a great executive. You know, I don't know if you know, United Technologies is one of the top 50 companies in the United States. And one of the top companies anywhere in the world. They make many other things other than air conditioners, believe me. Their list of companies is incredible. So I called Greg Hayes. I heard of him, but I never have met him. And he picked up the phone, Mr. President-elect, sir, how are you? It's wonderful to win. You know, think if I lost, he wouldn't have returned my call. I don't know where is Greg? I don't know. Would you reach? If I lost and called you, I don't think you would have called. I would have tried for you guys, but I think it would have been tougher, right? What do you think? Sort of nodding. Yes, you're right. But I called Greg and I said, it's really important. We have to do something because you have a lot of people leaving. And you have to understand, we can't allow this to happen anymore with our country. So many jobs are leaving and going to other countries, not just Mexico, many, many countries. And China is making so much of our product that we're closing up a lot of plants. And I mean, I wrote down some numbers that are incredible, but the numbers of manufacturing jobs that are lost, especially in the Rust Belt, and the Rust Belt is so incredible, but we're losing companies. It's unbelievable, one after another, just one after another. So I said, Greg, you got to help us out here. We got to sit down. We got to do something. I said, because we just can't let it happen. Anyway, he was incredible. And he said, I understand. And I said, I wish I made this call a year and a half ago. It would have been a lot easier call. Only because of your son. Okay, believe me. Your son, whoever the hell your son is, these people owe him a lot. And I just went through. He's out in the factory. I thought they were all going to be in this room. This room's not big enough. Yeah, I know. I don't know who arranged that one. Because we just visited 1,000 people in the factory that are going wild in the plant. But I will tell you that...
That was kind of an interesting moment there, Bruce, because he had asked earlier, you know, is this guy, the guy that I saw on TV, are you here in the room? And, you know, he wasn't. And then a woman raised her hand and said, that's my son. And he said, well, you did a good job, ma'am.
Hey,
you know, that's our president, Bruce.
Understands. You see, you're totally correct the other day when you're talking about he leveraged the power of the presidency and the government to convince Carrier to change their mind, change their direction. And there's also the PR value, the brand value of having the president endorse your company like he just did. You know, Carrier goes from something I would, you know, pee on to maybe something I would buy. You know what I mean? And that's brand loyalty and brand image is very, very
valuable. Donald Trump just sold 3 train loads of Carrier air conditioners.
Yep.
oh my gosh! Well, you know,
the globalists have been going at us for a long time. Think about who walked hand in hand with Richard Nixon to China, 1971. You know, Mr. C.F. Farr, Mr. Globalist, there, Kissinger. You know,
old Buddy
and
Henry.
It goes back way before him, even. Look up on YouTube, "The Secret Life of Gabriel Giffords, Part 2," and look at. Had her other names, and look where she resides and what she does. Mexico City, outsourcing.
This is becoming...
Globalism outsourcing. And they ain't going to back down. Trump is, by helping American people keep their jobs, Trump is threatening the very direction of these huge plans of all these billions of dollars and very powerful, evil people who will send us to war over BS and we'll... make us unemployed.
Let me give you another little sound bite here, and that is that just what you say, Bruce. Visualize all over the nation in boardrooms, and I like as you say, George, all over the world. Chief executives are sweating bullets, and they got their calculators out, and they got their yellow legal pads out, and they're recalculating what they're doing. Because anybody that's planning on moving anything overseas, they're recalculating right now. Because they don't.
Well, I think hedge fund managers and such are really, they're the ones that are really have vested interest in this, you know.
And now listen to Donald Trump talk to you about all the leaders around the world. He's got this right. They're sitting in their palaces and in their glitzy rooms watching the election results. And listen to what Donald Trump has to say about their impression of our election, of what we did in electing Donald Trump. Here he is talking about that. Crowd's going wild.
And over the last 2 weeks, since our victory, I've spoken to many foreign leaders. And I will tell you, they have such respect for us. They all tell me how this was amazing. They all tell me how they said, in their magnificent rooms in different countries throughout the world. These are the leaders, the prime ministers, the presidents, all of them. How they sat in their magnificent rooms watching in wonderment and hearing how people came to vote that didn't vote in 20 years. People came to vote that haven't voted before. And they had Trump shirts on, and they had Make America Great hats on, and they had buttons pouring off. And they thought it was amazing. And honestly, one of them told me, I truly respect the United States again because of what happened.
There you go. That's for you, Bruce.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Let's go.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to let you go. Yeah, go ahead. Talk to you guys later.
Jim, let me try to get somebody else in right after the break, okay? We'll get Jim right after the break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, folks, in our last segment here. Thanks for tuning in to the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. George is with us from Maryland. And we're in our last segment. of doing what we're going to do 6 days a week for you, 8 hours of radio. We've got a three-hour show on Sundays from 6 to 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. And we're on from 9 to 10 Eastern time here every evening. And please help support the show. You can read about the sponsors of the show, the American Freedom Party, at our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. I urge you to contemplate joining the party. It's only $25. I urge you to support this show. The mailing address to support this show is James Kelso, me, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, James. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Yeah, good show. I'm glad to hear about how Donald Trump has saved Carrier from fleeing the country, as so many companies have done. And I was also pleased to read the reaction from the Mexican officials about how they weren't happy about it. So that was part of the pleasure of his having done what he did. Of course, you know, I'm sorry for the economic situation of Mexico. And that's not our fault. We can't fix the world's problems, and we shouldn't try. And I'm glad that we have a president-elect, at the very least, who understands that. So we won't be sticking our nose in every country's business anymore. And, well, as far as I can tell, anyway, I'm guessing that he's not planning on, you know, sticking us into unconstitutional, illegal conflicts, at least, you know, since they can't call them wars. They're not declared by Congress, but...
And I'll tell you, Tim, one huge favor that Donald Trump will deliver on. Mexico is run by its drug cartels. They have so much power that the president of Mexico is probably less powerful than the drug cartels. And Donald Trump
just
is going to stop.
How many drugs the people. Sorry, go on.
He is going to build the wall. He is going to stop the unlimited sea of drugs coming this way. And he is going to help Mexico rid itself of this these drug cartels. So that alone is a tremendous thing that he'll do for Mexico. But go ahead. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Oh no, no. I was agreeing with what you were saying, but I was going to say, just think of how many. Not that they need them, but think of how many drugs the people in those factories would be buying if the factory was there, right? And not shipping them here, but they, you know, the positive thing for them, negative and positive thing for them. But maybe the drugs wouldn't be flowing across to here for our so-called our American workers to.
Music comes in here. One of the myriad of wonderful things that Donald Trump is delivering on, and we'll come back with more of those tomorrow night. So, folks, join us here. George will be here with us, and we'll see you tomorrow night on the Trump Phenomenon.
Great show, folks. See you tomorrow night.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.